Random House Audio presents Snapper by Brian Kimberling. Read for you by McLeod Andrews. While there is a lower class, I am in it. While there is a criminal element, I am of it. And while there is a soul in prison, I am not free. Eugene V. Debs, early 20th century socialist from Indiana. I'd left home just the week before, and I'd never ever kissed a woman before. The Kinks, Lola. Chapter 1. Some Old Horses. I got my job by accident. A sycamore tree landed on the roof of my predecessor's 4x4 during a thunderstorm. He spent 6 months in a neck brace. "He shouldn't have been in the car," said the boss, Gerald, during my interview. "We work in all weather." Gerald is pigeon-toed with an aquiline nose and crow's feet around his hooded brown eyes, a caricature of an ornithologist. He even picks at his food. He's a Princeton professor now. Back then, he was a PhD candidate surveying the effects of habitat fragmentation on neotropical migrant songbirds in south-central Indiana. A mutual acquaintance named Lola had introduced us. All Gerald wanted to know was whether I could read a topographical map and identify common trees. I said I could. "Prove it," he said. We looked at a map together and took a stroll through the Indiana University campus arboretum, which was slightly unfair since they weren't common trees. But time was short, and with a success rate south of 50%, I still got the job. "Memorize these," he said, removing an unmarked cassette from his shirt pocket. It was birdsong.